It is 10 a.m. in the West Coast, 1 p.m. in the East Coast. It is 8 p.m. in the Middle East. Today is September 15, 2014, and this is Orly Benny Davis. Today on BBS Radio, on The Impossible Truth, we wanted to celebrate Prince Harry of England, that celebrates his 30th birthday. We wanted to have a special program that introduce him to the world from our perspective, from how we see it from far apart, and how or what a role he can play in the world, and how we can see him play it. We welcome any guests that would like to come on the show and salute him. Our number is 1-530-327-7602. And I welcome anybody that wants to salute England in this chance of challenge. You know that every time everything is going a little crazy, all the new ideas and the old ideas come to play, and they want to change the world, but they want to change it apart, it to pieces. And we know that in September 18, we're going to have a very special vote to see if Scotland wants to become independent and out of the motherland of England. And my opinion, of course, is unity in time of challenge is a must. Any time that people think that separation or any challenge will be addressed by separating forces is a no-no. It's not because, you know, I think that sometimes you don't have to go apart. Of course, you do. And sometimes the challenge comes to separate things. But the important thing is to remember unity. And today, on Prince Harry's birthday, a man that was challenged again and again in his life, I know that it's 30th, he just come to play a role, you know, in the major league of the world. He's a special man, he's a kind man. He used all his resources and time to be on duty for the world. And I'm sure the kingdom can be very proud of the man he turned to be. You know, everybody was remembering always the time when he was playing hardball and he was like crazy all over the place. But that's what young people do, and he had to be his own person first before he realized, ooh, what's duty fall on his shoulder. And sure enough, once the Queen, Her Majesty the Queen of England, the most wonderful woman in the world, and there is no other woman that can be compared to her, because she carried the load through the World War II. She went to the army, and she did everything in her power to establish a nation that can be proud of her queen, of course, and proud of the people that they become. I think that Britain this day plays a special role on this challenge that we all face, the West face with the ISIS. And England is becoming a very strong ally to America and to the world. And me and Israel can relate and can be thankful for having people and countries, nations like that. And on his first challenge, that the Queen gave him on October, he went to Australia and started acting on her behalf, and he was wonderful. And today, to honor him and to welcome a very special person that is very important to me and to the world, I want to welcome Lord Martin Paul from England, that will come and bless Prince Harry on his 30th birthday. Your Honor, Lord Martin, thank you for coming on my show.
Hi, that's very kind.
I'm so happy to have you here, sir. It's such an honor. It's such a celebration to celebrate Prince Harry's birthday. He became to be such a wonderful example to all the youth in the universe. I'm so thankful. And thank you for taking the time to call in. It's I know it's amazing, but tell us the experience. What do you, how do you see Prince Eric from your perspective?
Well, I have full admiration for Prince Harry. And obviously, you know, in service to his country, you know, over the many years, his position that he takes, you know, throughout the world, obviously following on from his mother Diana's work, which he undertook, and is just a complete inspiration. It's fabulous. I mean, he's a young prince, but he has so much admiration in England. For the work he does.
Yeah, of course. I assume the challenges that he took on were just to finish with this incredible game, that he helped all this handicap to take the most challenges, you know, practice of all in sport, and bring them to be, you know, in the spotlight and share some kind time with them. And sure enough, he took them to the South Pole too. You know, it wasn't funny too. Under, you know, in minus 50 degree, he went with all of them. A great team, and he challenged them and himself behind belief, and he went out with incredible success. And Lord Martin. It's such an important task. Everybody's looking as a prince, you know, to be so spoiled and everything. But the duty, the enormous duty to fall on his shoulders, especially, you know, with Lady Diana that is gone in such a tragic accident that we all remember, and we are still saddened by the fact that we miss her all because she was fantastic through the world. To take this example from his mother and carry it on through Africa, through all this effort, you feel how much he's trying, how much heart, you know, how much heart he has in this place.
Of course. I mean, obviously, the legacy of his mother is incredible. You know, what was left behind after her death was a void, especially in England. And I mean, as her two sons grew up, you know, the work that they continued, and then obviously Harry, you know, taking on the charity roles, and even as you mentioned, going to the you know, going to the pole and doing the trek with the, you know, with the injured British soldiers. You know, it was something that was heartwarming to the English, that obviously, and the world, as this continued, you know, the work and the charity, it was incredible that he was actually, you know, able to command the respect that he gained from that, because it's phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal.
I second that completely, and I think that his role just started. The world is starting to pay attention. You know, flying colors days, you know, are behind him, as far as I hope that he's going to enjoy his life always, because he's a fun person, seemed to be. But you know, she went... And he was in Afghanistan. He was an Apache helicopter a captain, and he's you know, he went like everybody else to give the world what he can, you know, in the body and soul. And this is something that we all have to take example. You know, we're speaking the studios in California. You know, the land of Hollywood, where Hollywood makes all the movies. But Prince Harry is a completely reality. You know, it's not in the movie. It's a real person that does real work, and we all bless him, and I hope that his birthday is best ever, and he will come again, you know, with a flying color every time, again and again, because we trust in him. He has our full support, and I know that you and I can agree that we're looking forward to see what he is going to come up with, you know, because every time he has a new program.
Of course.
And, you know,
I mean,
sir,
at the end of the day, Diana did instill, you know, this in him. And, I mean, obviously his upbringing and his childhood, you know, she gave him a good grounding, and it was very down to earth. And I think this has, you know, encouraged both William and Harry, you know, to proceed in a different way now, you know, to engage with the public. And obviously, you know, the referring back to his charity work, how he is with people and how he portrays himself. It's always refreshing to see the monarchy, especially, you know, moving, especially with the times, and engaging, you know, in such a way that's wonderful, you know, for people to see, and obviously to see how close they were to Diana and the legacy that she has left behind. It's just incredible, and it's wonderful that Harry can now, you know, be in touch with every level, you know, and the public. And obviously, you know, this will definitely inspire so many different individuals and people. And the charities that he supports will get the recognition that they deserve.
Right. And, you know, especially this time that was it's really challenging for England, when we saw what happened 2 days ago with the soldier that got slaughtered by incredible cruelty, and when now we have Scotland that is going to have a vote to see if they want to separate from motherland, we need to understand that an example like this just bring unity, because the heart of the people, you know, is going to be with the monarchy and they say, and as Her Majesty the Queen says, they can choose whatever they wish to. Just give them an example how free they are and how can they stand, you know, with the monarchy. And instead of thinking of going away, it's like they have to have the honor to belong to such incredible, incredible state and nation. And, you know, not everybody can be England, you know that. And England, you know, her record is impeccable. It's incredible, been challenging. And even in the Middle East, you know, I'm talking here from Israel, you know, without England, we didn't have the mandate to the Jewish land. We didn't have the mandate to build a nation. Without England, we couldn't even be here, because they took on, and it was King George that did that. He wanted to implement the divine promise of the Bible to bring the Jewish people here, and they did it. And because of that, so we are so thankful to England. And even, you know, there are so many things in history that we can challenge, because not everybody sees it the same way, but it doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is we are thankful for England for that, and we always will be thankful for the future. And, you know, talking about the future, you, sir, you're doing so many things, and let's take a minute to enjoy your being on my show, which is a great honor. You know, Prince Harry is wonderful, but to have a lord on my show is definitely an honor. I would like to know more about your incredible ideas and what you're implementing by giving the world the Gold Glance, you know, a company and an institution that brings together the best of the world to the world, which is always reaching out, you know.
I agree. Obviously, the company is represented as an aristocratic company, and obviously we endeavor to bring the very best that the world has to offer to our clients, customers, at every level. We try and source everything that is luxury in the world. It's easy for people just to pop out and see things and engage with things, but when they're actually brought in a package to a customer, obviously there's a, you know, we have a portfolio that not only when the customer client buys something from our company, they actually get an aftermarket where we actually look after that customer and we take them on. Obviously, to engage that, they're very happy with what we've achieved for them, because we're trying to sell at the end of the day a lifestyle, you know, that people can sort of like tangibly can see. Obviously, the products and services that we have are anything from super yachts, supercars, art, jewellery, and we just continue to endeavour to connect with individuals throughout the world who are experts in their field, who can procure the items that are sometimes not available in the stores and the shops, and we just concentrate very, very carefully on delivering these items and packages, you know, to the customer, and keeping them happy, really, and keeping them in a lifestyle that, you know, that obviously they're happy with, and they know that they have someone that's supporting them along with it, not just leaving them. It's not just a company that will sell something and then thank you very much, goodbye. You know, we try and keep that company, that person on board, and look after them as much as we can.
So that's something like that, a special,
you know, we try to be
club.
Different. Well, yes, I suppose it is, really. But we try to engage, you know, in a way that's you know, very down to earth, but also with the aspirations that the individuals know that they have, like a, it's almost like a concierge service where they are. I just had a bit of a beep there. I hope we're still on.
Yes, we are. Sir.
Yes, jolly good. Yes, my phone line just made a strange noise, but yeah, we're just trying to endeavour. All right, that we keep, you know, we keep everyone happy in the company.
I am sure about that, because luxury is a lifestyle, and to come from a different perspective, people are coming to a big wealth sometimes, and they try to manage to have a lifestyle, upgrade their lifestyle. What you offer actually is something outstanding, because whatever was only for aristocrats before, now in some way it's open to the people that can afford it and have the wealth. And in America, thank goodness, there are many of them, and especially in California and in other places. I don't want to mention Wall Street, but what I know is that it has to come with somebody who is a custodian of those things, that can show them and teach them a way of life, the lifestyle that they want to approach. And, you know, being wealthy doesn't mean that they know what to do with it. You know, sometimes they do need, and you sir, getting out and giving the people the chance to buy and through your company is an incredible thing, because, you know, like Prince Harry is open to the world and he's reaching out. That's what your company is doing. It's like giving you know, window show for what the people can reach. And of course, it's come with a special ticket price, and it's only come with a lifestyle that people can afford. But goodness, we do need to have that, and many people deserve that, and they work hard in the world, and they definitely can come to you and and get whatever they need. And how do they can reach you, sir?
Yeah, right,
the company, I mean.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because we've just had our site redeveloped, obviously to make it a better experience and a lot easier for people to navigate. The actual site is goldenglance.eu. Our offices are in Rome, New York, and London. And how you've just mentioned everything about, obviously, the aristocracy over the years has changed. You know, it's become more personable, you know, toward people, and it's very attainable for everyone. I mean, obviously, we all believe in hard work and effort, and I always think that hard work and effort should be rewarded. And then, obviously, it's just a natural occurrence that with the hard work and effort, and obviously, that, you know, the people are working very busy lives these days, you know, they do want that progression and the ability to live, you know, a very good and luxurious life. And that's what we offer. We offer the lifestyle. We offer, you know, the attribute that people can attain this, and they can attain this very simply. You know, it's by supplying bespoke items and listening to what the individual needs. I mean, right. Everybody's requirements are different.
I'm sorry, sir, I'm interrupting you, Lord Martin.
No problem.
You know, in America, to belong to special clubs, usually it's through the political organization you become to the, you know, high end of the organization, but you have to contribute a lot of money. Then you go to charity organization and you contribute a lot of money, and your organization actually give a lifestyle. And access to the best of, you know, of the world, and without the ticket price, whatever they buy, it's their own. You know, they don't have to come with a ticket price to join in. It just they have to be able to acquire this lifestyle, and this is different. It means that your investments stay with the customer instead of giving it away to other people, to organization or other campaigns and stuff like this, you know, because people work hard and they want to belong to a club that can divide and share the same values and level of life that they have. You know, it's not easy to be rich and, you know, to run around, with the people when you want to continue to progress, you see, but because progress needs those wealthy people. Progress needs to be not for a special club. Exactly, what you got it. That's important. I do agree.
I mean, obviously, at the end of the day, like I stated, you know, hard work and effort, you know, always should be rewarded. And it's almost like Prince Harry. We'll get back to Prince Harry. He is endeavouring at the moment to be for the people. You know, he's at the every level. He's there. He's seen to be doing something. He's seen to be working. His efforts for the charities. His general efforts. You know, he's the touch base. You know, for the monarchy at the moment, where people can relate to him very well. And obviously, this reflects in basically the company that we have. That, you know, people can relate to the luxury lifestyle, you know, for the hard work and effort, that, you know, people have got the idea of a lifestyle that they would like, or, you know, they would like to aspire to, and this is what we offer. You know, we offer so many different packages and so many different things. It's incredible that this can be attained.
And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Golden Glance, everybody. It's a company that will give you something that you cannot find anywhere else, because Golden Glance give you an access to the real luxury world. And
of course. And actually, our new redeveloped website is going live on Thursday. And if people pop onto the website, they can. We've made it very, very user friendly, and we've also shown ourselves. Obviously, you know, the CEO. I'm the chief operating officer. We have the chief marketing and advertising officer on there. We've given a little brief description of the company and how it was formed. So that's something that, you know, people can read, people can relate to, and engage with us. You know, on that level, so it's out there for people.
Yes, thank goodness, and I really, really excited about the opportunity to see more of the website and see what you offer, and to show it to the rest of the world. I know that we will all join forces with a royal honor on Facebook, which actually opened the world to the monarchies, and people can actually become members of those VIPs clubs that every day that, you know, they can never get offer. And on that opportunity, I think that the important thing is to understand that We all work as one. We all work together, and your end of
I
the
agree.
Game is important, and everybody else's play is important, and we all connected, and whatever one does, it reflects to another. And your reflection of what you bring to the table is really important, and it's very positive to the world. And I thank you so much, and I thank you so much for calling in Lord Martin today. It's important to us to honor Prince Harry, but it's an honor for us to have you, sir. So God
bless you. That's very kind.
I hope that we can talk soon again, and many, many best wishes to England, to the Queen. May God save the Queen, and to the rest of the Brits. It's really an honor.
You.
To have you.
Well, thank you very much for allowing me to be on your radio show. And I do wish Prince Harry a very, very happy birthday. And to all your listeners, I offer all the blessings of the day, health and happiness. And it's been a privilege.
Thank you so much, sir. God bless you all.
Thank you.
And let's go to
Thank you
break.
Very much indeed.
And we are back. And we are back here on BBS Radio, The Impossible Truth. This is Orly Benny Davis, and today's show is about celebrating the life of Prince Harry. He's 30 years old. Happy birthday, Prince Harry. We love you all. We really, really think that you're an awesome person, guy, fellow, everything, you know, under that description, and of course, a wonderful prince. Anybody who wants to call in and say hello and bless the prince, it's 530-327-7602. However, we have a few minutes left for my show, and it's important we talk back about what's happening with the rest of the world, too. This was incredible week since Monday that we talked the last. Everything is evolving, it's changing, it's shifting. The balance of power is becoming on the good side. Finally, we are not scared anymore. Finally, we're standing up and we're telling those who try to scare us all that we're not going to stand for it, and we're going to unite. And unity is the key word to overcome the challenge. Unity and love of mankind, you know, the understanding that people who get slaughtered in the desert, people who get kidnapped in the mountain, people who think that they can abuse others and force them to believe in something that is not real. They are believing in something that caused the killing of innocents and the killing of themselves at the end of the day, because whatever they promised them death. And I don't know how people can join those forces. I don't know what they're selling, but whoever is poor, whoever doesn't have hope, doesn't mean that he needs to kill himself and kill other in the process with hate. The idea is to come back and take the world and make it better. We are all in the same boat. We all talk the same language. Everybody needs something now, and we need it now. Let's go to a break.
Had your troubles. Israel, I've seen all. But you put the writing on the wall. Israel, Israel.
And this was the Bee Gees with Israel. I can't believe they sang this song. It's amazing. They are wonderful. I miss them so much. I think that if there is a fan of the Bee Gees, it's me. and we need more songs of them, and I want to put it, and I promise I'll keep it in mind constantly from now on. It's amazing what we have to deal with. We have alliances with the world right now. America is coming to the play again, you know, after doing everything, you know, in Iraq for 10 years. We pulled the troops out, and we wanted to see what's going to happen. And sure enough, everybody came out. And people say, why America left Iraq? Why did you leave Iraq if that's what's happening? No. They actually were hiding. We needed to see what's underground. We needed to see the play, the real play of the world, whatever was going on behind the scene, that, you know, they were hunting that of people. And now, sure enough, they came out, and now we see the real picture. This is transparency. This is the time where we see the truth, you know, with all the network we can organize, with all the network we can make sure there is no safe haven, and with all the collaboration of all the countries from the West and also Arab nation. And, you know, they are meeting in France as we speak, and they are doing well to connect and organize. And I heard that the rooms are small, but it's good. Get crowded, get close, get connected, talk to each other, make a plan. You can win this. And, you know, England is leading too in a most incredible way. And England, you know, joined forces. And for some reason, people say, oh, why America needs to put boots on the ground where the others don't? Well, America runs the show, but the other people need to join forces too. If not, they have to pay the bill. I'm so sorry, but America cannot carry the load alone, and it's not fair to ask it. And you know, the policeman needs to get paid sometimes. So whatever it is, the world you guys want to play, you know, we are together, but we are not joining in. Well, so bad. Bring them the bill. But in all this, there are people still, you know, are reluctant. Talk about Turkey. Turkey opened the gate from Iraq to Syria to those people. Turkey, that was with the West. Turkey wanted to join the European Union. Turkey, that was best friends with Israel, all of a sudden got out of it and become a Hamas center. Now they give the ISIS access. I don't understand. So what side are they in? And they are with Iran, and they are with Syria. They're against Israel now. And sure enough, you know, if you're against Israel, it means that you're against the West in many so words, because Israel has nothing against other people if they don't attack her. Israel will not attack just for attack's sake, and people can say whatever they want. And though this Palestinian that joined the forces with ISIS just gave me and all the world the sense of how can we trust these people if tomorrow they're going to join a much crueler group of ISIS. So let's unite. And I have something for you. So let's go break and listen to it, and we think again what is really happening behind the scenes. Doug, let's go to a break. I want Margaret Thatcher to talk.
In the spring of 1986, Margaret Thatcher received an urgent and secret request from the American president. Ronald Reagan asked her to let him use British air bases for an attack on the Libyan president, Colonel Gaddafi. The Prime Minister agreed. France and other European allies had refused.
It had the effect of cementing the Anglo-American alliance. There's another point. What's the good of having bases if when you want to use them you're not allowed to by the home country? It made America realize that Britain was her real and true friend when they were hard up against it and wanted something, and that no one else in Europe was. They're a weak lot, some of them in Europe, you know. Weak, feeble.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You guys have to understand, Margaret Thatcher, God bless her soul, she was a lady, and she led England, you know, with iron fist, of course, and there are other ladies in the world, too, you know, these days, and God bless the Queen, she is still strong, and she still lead, you know, the kingdom, but we have to understand, you know, joining forces with America when she does the right thing. The right thing for the world. You have to join forces, not because of America's sake. You have to join forces for the world's sake. Brotherhood of men is not a question of if we do it or maybe we don't play it, you know, sometimes or maybe tomorrow. No, this is the time. This is the day. This is the conference in France that you all have to join in and say, I am here for you all. I come in peace, and I want peace, and I want the people to be safe. And, you know, today in the airport of Israel, there was a girl that said, you know, she had an extra suitcase or something, and she gave it to a old man, stupid man, of course, and she said, you know, I got overloaded. Why don't you help me out? Sure enough, they stopped him, and they found all those dolls full with ammunition, drugs, etc., etc. And they were the guy ran away because he realized what a trouble he was in. And they hold him and said, "What happened?" And they and he said, "Oh, this lady gave me from whatever country she was traveling was. She wasn't Israeli. She was from another country coming in." Filling her suitcase with arms, with, you know, with ammunition, with drugs from Israel. I don't know where she found it, probably in outskirts of Gaza or something, because the Israelis don't sell arms in the street, and she's from out there. And sure enough, they found it. Now, guys, this is Air Force, airplanes. If that lady come with something on in a doll or anything and can blow up an airplane, can endanger people, or, you know, she comes to another place with that stuff, it's not right. We need to be alert. It can come anywhere, any place. Don't trust anybody. There is the rule of thumb is we don't take anything from anybody. We don't send letters from anybody. We just don't. Airports are the most dangerous places to pass on anything to anybody. So don't do that. Just remember, be safe. Your attitude this time in the world is important. Give them no chance to act against humanity, because they're acting against humanity. Every time they put fear on their children, mind, every time they blew up or kidnap a airplane or take anybody hostage, they win the fear. They win with terror. And they use the network, for God's sake, to publish their incredible acts of gruesome acts. And we should not show it. We should not. We should understand, recognize there is a threat, but don't display it. Don't give them the time to advertise it. We are not advertising bad stuff. And all those Hollywood movies, I can see now a change in the mood. You know, the movie become all nice and clean a little. Thank goodness. Give us a break. Don't advertise violence. Those gaming that you give the kids, don't buy them those bad games. I don't care how much they are incredible, how much they love it. Teach them to love. Teach them to learn. Teach them math, for God's sake. You know, we need engineers. The math level of the world is not in the level that we should progress. You want progress? You want, you know, to solve all those epidemics that is exploiting everybody? You need to give to the right tools and be aware. Be aware of danger. It's a tricky time, and they become trickier ever. So I'll give you a minute to think about it, and let's go to a break. And we are back, and we have a few minutes left, and we want to plan ahead. We want to plan ahead to a better future. We want to plan ahead to get together and make a plan to succeed, to promote, to help each other, and because we all connected. Let's talk about the fact that the world economy is still shaky, and of course the European is not picking up, and the crisis with Ukraine should settle in, you know, I hope soon, because nobody needs that, and they don't need that. And the European Union cannot promise them success or anything. And Scotland, if you can think that you can sell your gas elsewhere without motherland, think again. Because all the bad guys will come charging in, asking for your goods. Because if it's very easy to be strong and awesome when you have a mother like England to protect you, the shoulder of a kingdom like you have, and all of a sudden, when you are in charge, when you have actually David Cameron, that you can promote your agenda and make progress, you want to split. What sense does it make? I have no problem with you being independent, but I'm just warning, you know, warning. I'm saying from an outsider, somebody who has Scottish friends, you know, from many, many years ago already. But I know, and I do love the Brits, and I do understand that belonging to such incredible power is a force. You cannot buy it. You cannot split from it and think you will be the same. You will not. It's like, you know, all the split up in the world, it's going to be a very bad crash on the economy for Scotland. Nobody will be the same, of course. It will take time. We cannot promise, you know, that you won't be successful in 30 years. But gosh, to split in this time of age, you know, the risk is so high that, you know, the insurance company will not insure you on that one. I would not insure you economically wise. I would not think that Scotland can make it through if she split in this time of age. Not because it's not the right thing. It's because you don't do stuff like this in the middle of a war. There is a war, a global war. You know, remember, this is the West. Again, the people who want to destroy our way of life. And all of a sudden, what are you going to have? You're going to have, you know, not the protection of Mother England? Think again. Think again and think well. There is other ways to promote your agenda. Give it a chance in a good time, not in a rush. You know, it took you since 1997 to have a referendum, the last one you had, and now you're 2014. Think, make a plan if you wish. But please don't drop the ball on yourself now. I wouldn't. If you take ever my advice, it will be the right thing to stick together with Motherland, keep yourself together, think of unity, promote it through the channel that are appropriate, and go on. And sure enough, God will bless you all, of course. And you see a different way to grow. And you know, what does it mean, a nation? What is independence? Independence means that you can have the advantage. You can have the advantage to grow and do things. And you have the advantage now. Get it going. Don't split from England. And we're almost there. And we dedicated this time to this program to Prince Harry because he deserves it. He deserves our love. He deserves our respect. England deserves our support. We love you all. And of course, best friends with America. We are honored to be a friend as Americans, but as Israeli, I'm honored and thankful for England and for America, of course. God bless America. God bless England. Happy birthday, Prince Harry, and God bless you all. Be well.